This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Name on the Great Midwest Name. Bank Hotline. Eric, how was that pronunciation from Gary Ellerson?
Surprisingly good.
Did he say surprising? He did. He knows me well.
Nice work, Derek.
He knows me well, doesn't he?
That's my Eric, we were talking a little bit earlier today. Gary thought he saw a passing of the torch during that All-Star game.
Why do you guys keep saying passing of the torch?
That's what you said.
I did not say that. Play it back.
All right, we'll check the tape. So Gary believes that Giannis and Chris Middleton both showed out in front of a national audience and gave themselves a very, very good name for themselves in their All-Star performance. How much weight do you take in what they did in Charlotte this weekend?
I mean, Giannis was the MVP if Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook don't screw it up. I think it was as clear as day that he was on his way to MVP. I know the Bucks put out the video of him saying it pretty much just as much that through three quarters he had the MVP. And, yeah, but I think Steph Curry was, what, 4 of 17 from the three-point line? He didn't play good, and because of it, they lost Giannis's MVP. And I thought for sure when you watch that game, I think it's tough to say anyone stood out more than Giannis. Obviously, Durant ended up getting the MVP and hit some threes in the fourth quarter, but if you're trying to figure out who dominated that game, who dominated the headlines from that game, who dominated just the overall product, I thought it was Giannis. I thought that was his All-Star game. And
you need to stop.
I mean, that's just kind of what it was.
Stop, man. Durant dominated that game.
No, come on.
Yeah, he did. When it counted the most, Giannis disappeared. Durant went 4 from 4 from the three-point line, got some rebounds, got assists. Durant himself stole it from Giannis.
Yeah, I just don't think so.
No, that's okay. I know where your bread's buttered. I'm just telling you. Stole it from him. And here's another thing. And we're going to see this, Eric. We're going to see this, and I hope they get to the championship game. We're going to see Giannis go against Golden State. And we already know what Durant has been able to do in big moments. And basically, he has won a championship for Golden State himself. And so we're going to see what Giannis is going to be able to do on that big stage. I hope that it happens.
Yeah, I think it'll get to a spot where...
You understand what I'm saying? Well, he has to make that play, right?
Yeah, I get it. I think kind of what happens is stuff tends to get lost because Giannis is in... I think where he's trying to figure this out yet is just how much he needs to dominate and how much he needs to dominate the basketball. Because when Durant gets it, there's no thought of I'm giving it up. Like, it's mine, and if that means I take a pull-up three, that means I'm taking a pull-up three. If that means I'm going to go dunk it on this dude, I'm going to go dunk it on this dude.
Who's going to go dunk on a dude?
Durant.
Oh, and like, what else can he do?
He can hit threes.
Oh,
he can.
So you saying he can do the same thing Giannis does?
Don't let him intimidate you, Eric. Hang in there.
I just asked the question, Leroy.
No, Durant is the greatest scorer I've ever seen.
Okay,
and I think the greatest scorer the NBA's ever seen.
So there's
just a level of having the ball in his hands that he understands and loves at this point.
Hold up, names.
Giannis, I think
names.
Has to be, go ahead.
Give me your top three players in the NBA. Just top three.
Top three in the NBA at this moment.
Yeah, at this moment. Right now, this moment, not last year. Top three players in the NBA right now.
Whew, that's really tough.
In order.
I think it's, oh, God.
You're so demanding, Gary.
Because he don't want to do it. This might cost him something.
I mean, I think it's the three that I'm deciding between are.
Well, we know the three you're deciding between.
LeBron and Giannis.
Right.
Those are the three.
Exactly. In order now.
And then at this moment, I think you probably go The tough part is Durant or LeBron. That's where I struggle with, is which one of those. And okay. I think it's probably Durant at the moment.
Okay, good. Second.
Durant, LeBron, Giannis, probably okay. the way I go.
Eric, the best player is Giannis. You had it right after the All-Star game. He should have got the MVP. Giannis is the best player. Gary's a prisoner of the moment with KD, what KD did, 4 for 4 for 3. I get it. I'm okay with that.
Roy Lee, KD got a body of work where he just destroyed people by himself.
I don't disagree with that.
The pull-up three from the top of the key, come on now.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, the image that kind of stands out from the last couple of finals is, you know, those moments where LeBron is on Durant and Durant just says, it's mine.
Right.
I'm going to take this and I'm going to hit this pull-up three.
What you going to do about it?
That's kind of the tough part of all this. Because, Durant, like I said, Durant's the most gifted scorer I think the NBA has ever seen.
I think we all maybe would agree with that.
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. Having said that, how much weight do you put on all-star performances as far as saying who is the best player in the league or coming out parties or anything like that is based on an all-star game?
I think like coming out parties means a little bit more, but like as far as best player in the league, I don't put a ton of stock into the All-Star game. I think back in the day, it used to be a little bit more serious. And, you know, I told Freems in the morning one day that, you know, when guys used to play in the All-Star game, they're playing for either 10% of what the highest salary was or 5% of what the highest salary was. That was the difference between winning and losing. So
that's a lot.
it's not a little. And I don't think we're going to see the current All-Star game ever get to that because, I mean, that would be literally millions and millions of dollars for all these players. So we're never going to see that level of competitiveness again. So I think that used to be more of a thing. I don't think it's as much of a thing anymore. So as far as, like, best player, I don't think that really says a lot. But, you know, I think for a coming out party, like I said, for Giannis to dominate the headlines of the day, to me, it does mean something. I think it does say something about how his profile is rising because you just go through every single moment of that weekend and you see Giannis. And even if it's the dunk contest, you see Giannis and his brothers. You see the biggest tweet after the dunk contest is Giannis talking about possibly doing the dunk contest. Like it just speaks to how big he has become.
I'm not on board with that either. But let's talk a little bit about...
He shouldn't do the dunk contest. It will go terribly. He's not a cool-looking dunker.
Yeah, so we agree on that. Okay, good.
I would agree on that.
So
too.
Let's talk a little bit about
y'all are crazy.
The second half.
I would want him to do it, but I would agree with.
Let's talk
it's
about this.
Big. Big guys dunking isn't cool.
It's
like,
not.
You got to be smaller. Like, yeah. It doesn't look cool when you're 7 feet tall.
No,
like,
you're right. Go ahead.
Agree with you 100%. Let's talk about the second half of the season. Now, every time the Bucks see one of these teams like Boston, like they're going to see Thursday night, both fan bases are going to get jacked for this game and treat it like it's almost like a playoff game. Do both teams treat it the same way to come out after the All-Star break, do you think?
So this is a tough part because with this Bucks team, they've won these games already this year, right? Like they
yep.
beat these other teams in the Eastern Conference. And does it change the national narrative? It doesn't seem to matter. They beat the Celtics. They destroyed the Celtics. And doesn't seem to matter. So for me, I think these teams view it as a big deal. And, you know, if you're the Bucks, you're always looking for that edge. You always want to beat these teams. And for the Bucks, they know that they're proving a lot to people while, you know, everyone's trying to poke a hole in their resume and how good they are. Everyone else is looking for excuses for why those teams are faltering, whether it's the Sixers, whether it's the Celtics. Everyone's trying to figure out, oh, you know, at their highest potential, they could be this great team. But, you know, right now they're just trying to, you know, figure these things out. So for them, it's just everyone looks for excuses for them, while for the Bucks, it's trying to poke holes in why they may actually be good. So that's the tough part for me is that I don't think the national narrative changes whether they beat the Celtics here on Thursday and then beat the 76ers in March and then beat the 76ers again in April. I don't think it much matters. Like, I don't think anyone's going to all of a sudden say, yep, Bucks are hands down the Eastern Conference favorites, should they? Maybe. Like, I think to this point you should say they're the best team in the Eastern Conference pretty handily, but I don't think that's going to happen. So that's the kind of tough part there. The dynamic is a little bit strange because it means a lot to the Bucks, and I think it's going to mean a lot to the Celtics to try to gain some ground on the Bucks. But nationally, I don't think any narrative is changing. Like, the Bucks are going to have to prove it in the playoffs.
How many wins, Eric, 25 games left and two games up in the loss column on Toronto, do you believe they're going to have to win out of these last 25 to lock up home court?
18. I don't think they have to be perfect. Like, I don't think they really have to be fantastic to close this out down the stretch, because the Bucks really are only adding to what they already have, and they already went through the most grueling part of their schedule, which was just before the All-Star break, where they had done 9 games in 15 days. So they were playing all the time. They already had the toughest part of their schedule, which was the start of the season. So now they're in one of their easiest portions of the schedule to round out the season. So I don't think they really have to be perfect. All those other teams have to really do a lot down the stretch to catch them. And, I mean, if you look at where the Sixers and the Celtics are, they're 6.5 games back. Like, the Raptors are 2 back in the loss column, and the Bucks have the tiebreakers. So really they're 3 back in the loss column. Like, that's I'm not going to say it's a ton of room to make up. Obviously, it's only 3 games, but when the Bucks have played as well as they have to this point in the season and are going to be in one of the easier portions of their schedule, like, it is a lot to make up. So I think this Bucks team is playing really well, and I don't think they have to be perfect down the stretch to get the 1 seed.
Eric, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk next week again, Tuesday, 3:48, here on The Big Show.
I look forward to it.
That's Eric Name of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.